with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Florida GOP Senator Rick Scott says his Democrat opponent deliberately mischaracterized his stance on abortion. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Scott says he's not surprised his Democrat opponent is falsely claiming he's seeking an all-out abortion ban.
Just lies.
The real issue, Scott says, is how pro-abortion today's Democrat Party has become.
They want abortion up until the moment of birth.
Scott says Democrats are now so extreme, it's almost impossible to win even the slightest pro-life concession.
They all voted to say that you could have, you could let a healthy baby born alive just die in the corner.
Senator Scott was interviewed by Salem Media Miami. Bob Agnew reporting.
With the unofficial end of summer looming, lots of Americans are taking that Labor Day trip.
This Labor Day weekend, AAA spokeswoman Aixa Diaz says travel is up 9% from last year, and the TSA is expecting a record-breaking weekend.
We have seen record demand for travel in 2023 and so far in 2024. So the airports have been ready because they've known what to expect.
And she says drivers can expect lower prices at the pump.
You're not paying quite as much as you were even earlier this summer or compared to last Labor Day weekend.
Diaz recommends drivers hit the road earlier in the day and flyers have a plan in case there are issues. I'm Julie Walker.
Opponents of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro are taking to the streets in an attempt to revive protests against him following last month's disputed election. The demonstrations in the capital of Caracas come exactly a month after the fraught July 28th vote in which Maduro was declared the winner, despite strong evidence that opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez won by a nearly 2-1 margin. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 159 points. This is SRN News. The atheists are at it again.
Officials at Wellborn Middle School in College Station, Texas, have forbidden an employee from using a Bible verse in his email under threat from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. That prominent atheist group took issue with the school's athletic coordinator for ending his emails with a reference to Romans 1:16. The foundation spends most of its time trying to scour any references to Christianity from the public square and threatens lawsuits if its wishes are not obeyed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court cleared the way for Florida to enforce a ban on so-called gender-affirming care for children. That decision blocks a lower court order against the ban while the matter is appealed. The law prohibits kids from being prescribed puberty blockers and hormonal treatments even with their parents' permission. At least 26 states have adopted laws restricting or banning puberty blockers and sex change operations on minors. This is SRN News. Companies are being flooded with job applicants from North Korea.
Tech startup Cinder says it suspects as many as 4 in 5 applicants from some job websites are part of a remote work scheme aimed to help fund the North Korean state. A cybersecurity expert told Forbes it saw one email account automated to apply to 300 different jobs, usually in IT. Once hired, they use IT to complete tasks and can make as much as $300,000 a year. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Yemen's Houthi rebels have agreed to allow tugboats and rescue ships to assist a Greek-flagged oil tanker that remains ablaze in the Red Sea in consideration of humanitarian and environmental concerns. That's according to a claim by Iran's mission to the United Nations late Wednesday. However, the Houthis did not offer specific details. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.